As we've been reporting, global stocks are falling and Dow futures dropped nearly 300 points this morning after President Trump suddenly enacted new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. Our political analyst Mark Sandalo joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk about this. Mark, the tweets already went out this morning, the president going out to pursue one of his favorite talking points.
So you can argue whether or not tariffs are a good idea or not. Most economists say no because it raises the prices for consumers. And at the same time, there are people who think there are advantages. But what's very peculiar about the president, who has an entire, he has a business degree, he has spent a lifetime in business, is what he keeps saying about tariffs, which is just factually misstates them. He says that the U.S., because of tariffs we've imposed on China, is much richer. Our treasury has billions of dollars that we've gotten from China because of tariffs we've imposed. So that's nonsensical. And what happens with a tariff, if the Chinese send $1 billion worth of auto parts over to the United States, and the president has a 10% tariff, it's not as if the Chinese have to then write a check for $100 million to give to the United States for the right to send that to the United States. What happens are the companies in the United States that are buying the goods, they have to pay the U.S. Treasury that 10% tariff. Many of those tariffs are now up to 25%. And it gets difficult to explain. One way to put it, if the president decided that, candy is bad for you, and so all Hershey bars were going to have a 25-cent tax on them, as a result, a lot of people stopped buying Hershey bars. Other candy companies would like that. But then a bunch of people say, no, these are too good. I'm going to eat these. And as a result, consumers end up contributing, say, $100 million to the U.S. economy. You wouldn't say, thank you, Hershey, for having just paid the United States $100 million. That money comes straight from consumers. So this trade war that's now going on, and China's just announced this morning that they're going to retaliate with trade tariffs of their own on U.S. good, basically means that people are going to be paying more for goods. That can sometimes be a good thing, but it certainly isn't as the president describes it.
Okay, Mark, let me just throw it back at you, though. It took you, by my calculation, a minute and 45 seconds to explain tariffs. And that's good stuff, right? You're not an economics prof, but you did a very good job. It takes Mr. Trump about 5 seconds in a tweet to say, I'm hitting China.
And here's the thing is, he is hitting China because as it's more expensive to buy Chinese goods, it hurts China. It's not necessarily good for the U.S. consumer. But, Stan, you make a good point. First of all, that I can be long-winded, but more importantly than that, the problem is you can't put it on a bumper sticker. And if I were to go try to explain that to a Trump supporter, it's very, very likely would say fake news. You're simply not, you don't understand. China does pay it. Well, no, China doesn't. Actually, yesterday on Fox News, his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, was pushed by Mike Wallace about this. And Kudlow said, of course, I know that. So Kudlow admits the president's wrong here. And again, what's disturbing is that the president is either fails to grasp the meaning of tariffs, which is terrifying, or more likely figures, I'm just going to make up what they are because I think it'll sell better that way. If Obama had said Obamacare gives free health care to everybody, I think a lot of people would have liked that a lot more. But it wouldn't have been even remotely close to true. And obviously, in order to sell a policy, there ought to be a semblance of truth in it.
Okay, Mark, 30 seconds left. And for Mr. Trump, the risk here, though, is that somebody figures this out, like in places he needs to win in the Midwest where they grow soybeans.
California in particular, so the Port of Oakland itself, about a third of its business is from China. You're right. The soybean producers, the computer chip producers, a lot of this is going to hit California. So it is probably going to hurt that way. That said, if Trump is doing this as the master trader he always says he was, and if as a result we end up breaking down trade barriers with China because he's playing this incredible game of bluff, maybe in the long range it's good. It would just be helpful if he was honest about what he was doing.
Mark Sandalo, our KCBS political analyst.